Well, even though it may take them yet another week or so to get together, the House and Senate conferees will begin their work on putting together a new long-term farm bill. Obviously, there's some great differences between the Senate and the House versions, so ask Karen Gifford from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation what she thinks might happen in conference.
What I think is that each member of the conference committee is going to have a particular issue or two that are going to be really important to them. So what you're going to see is you're going to see people trying to work with other people on the conference committee to figure out, okay, if I vote for this, you vote for this, and they work that way, much like they do within their political caucuses. So I think you're going to see some alliances happen that way as far as what issues are really important to what people, and it depends on what part of the country they're from. You know, is dairy important to them? Is it rice or cotton? Are they Democrat? Are they Republican? You know, those all make differences as far as how the votes line up.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack continues to weigh in on his opinion about the need to get a new farm bill accomplished before the end of the calendar year. He said the next 3 months is a crucial time for the USDA, especially with the seasonal changes on the horizon from Mother Nature.
This is a very critical time for rural America. It's a very critical time for the people who live, work, and raise their families in rural areas. They need an adequately funded USDA because of the help and assistance we provide. Those folks need a farm bill so they have certainty about what the programs are going to be that will provide economic opportunity and help and assistance as needed. And we need a comprehensive immigration reform so we have adequate workforce to be able to harvest the crops that our producers are capable of growing.
Well, as we mentioned last week, the USDA is open for business, but despite that, they are not going to be releasing an October crop production report. And one of the reasons why is the concern over accuracy. The Farm Service Agency does certify the number of acres a farmer plants to federally insured crops like corn and beans, and those FSA numbers are compiled and then used by the USDA's NAS to estimate the total number of acres sown to each crop. But as we said, there won't be an October crop production report. But Joe Prusaki said this should make the November figures even more accurate.
In the November report, we will publish the, you know, any updated acreage or whatever based on FSA data that we normally do in October. And it will be the FSA data, the most recent that we have. That's what we'll use, because the FSA data will start getting pulls back next week from the FSA. And so we'll take, you know, that latest pull that we get probably on November 4th and use that in a review as we move into that November report.
That November report, by the way, will be on Friday, November the 8th. Well, looking locally at our commodity prices, we've got Central Wisconsin Cooperative in Stratford, where October corn's at $4.48, October beans $12.31, Wisconsin Rapids Grains in Rapids, October corn $4.07, October beans $12.26, Heartland Co-op Services in Dorchester, there we have October corn at $4.47, beans $12.22, and the wheat at $6.28. As far as where we stand on the cheese front, well, blocks continue their rally up another penny to $1.85¾ per pound, while barrels drop back to 176¼ and AA butter down to 148¼ per pound. Class 3 prices, October up 2 cents at 18.23. November drops to 18.29, while December is off 9 at 17.70. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 69 to 90. Most of the slaughter cows, 53 to 68. Slaughter bulls, 80 to 95. The fed cattle, choice beef, steers, and heifers, 111 to 119. Holstein steers, 96 to 107. Replacement bull calves, 85 to 190. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Barrels and gelts, 74 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 35 to 50. And feeder lambs, 135 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.